Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. State and local law enforcement in Iowa continue searching for a suspect accused of shooting a Muscatine County Sheriff's deputy on Friday night. According to Muscatine Police, 59-year-old Mark Lee Jackson of Des Moines allegedly evaded a traffic stop while driving recklessly near Benham Avenue and Nebraska Street around 5:15. They say Jackson later crashed his car and shot the deputy during a foot pursuit. The officer was hospitalized in stable condition. Jackson is approximately 5'10", weighing 145 pounds, and with blue eyes and thinning gray hair. Police say he has active arrest warrants for theft and parole violation. Anyone with information should contact Muscatine law enforcement. Republican candidate for governor Zach Lane brought his Iowa First message to the Des Moines Register political soapbox at the Iowa State Fair. As Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports, the Belle Plaine businessman says Iowa needs a different approach to state government.
As a steady rain fell, Zach Lane borrowed a little livestock language to describe what he thinks is wrong with politics.
We're bringing a real message to the people about how to make Iowa a better place, and we're saying enough of this partisan bullcrap that's been going on for a long time.
Lane says his priorities include keeping young people in Iowa, protecting family farms, strengthening public education, and addressing cancer rates and water quality. He also challenged Democrat Rob Sand to long-form Lincoln-Douglas-style debates without a moderator. Lane took aim at Sand's campaign finances, criticizing the millions of dollars his opponent has received from family members. In Des Moines, I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Former Rock Island prosecutor and Judge Walter Broad has died. He was the first black judge in the state's 14th Judicial Circuit, as well as a circuit chief judge. In a 2024 interview discussing his memoir, Bessie's Prayer, Broad spoke about what stayed with him as he wrote it, including his wife, Gertrude.
I think the epilogue, where my mother is, has taught me how to live, and now she's teaching me how to die. That story, and then probably the stories of my childhood, the fist fights in the neighborhood, and meeting Gertrude. Those stories can weep me up every time.
Broad died on Thursday. A private celebration of life is planned in September. Judge Walter Broad was 86 years old. The boyhood home of jazz legend Bix Beiderbecke has new owners. Six jazz musicians who've performed at the annual Bix Jazz Festival in Davenport together bought the Bix family home at 1934 Grand Avenue in Davenport. That includes acclaimed drummer Josh Duffy of Davenport.
What really is neat about this is all seven of us, the money that we put into the house, we earned by playing Bix's era of music. And that's what really touches us. It's like, wow, we played his music, 1920s music. That's how we made a living. That's how we were able to pay for the house.
Duffy says they're working now to raise money for exterior improvements to the decaying 1895 structure. They hope to open it to the public by next summer's Bix Jazz Fest Festival. Habitat for Humanity Quad Cities has reached a new milestone in building affordable homes. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
Tom Fisher King, CEO of Habitat QC, has been head of the local affiliate for 4 years and is thrilled to be at the helm during the 150th home build since the nonprofit formed in 1993. At the groundbreaking in East Moline, he spoke about how Habitat does more than build houses.
We repair homes and we build accessibility ramps. Through shelter, we empower our families to reach their potential and become better, contributing members of our community. Through shelter, we build a family's strength, stability, independence, and self-reliance. Our families can thrive.
Habitat held groundbreaking ceremonies Saturday, August 15th, on its 149th and 150th homes. They are at 745 21st Street in East Moline and 1117 12th Street in Moline. The homes are affordable by giving homeowners a no-interest mortgage and ensuring that no more than 30% of their income is spent on monthly payments, including mortgage, taxes, and insurance. They must put in 250 hours of sweat equity in home construction, which includes classes on home ownership, credit, budgeting, and home maintenance. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
This is WVIK News.